The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
You are listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. with Lindsay Ward and Sir Rockin.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 4 of Ms. and Mrs. And this episode was just, I don't know how men's brains work 101.
What do you mean?
So, one, Maurice is very pregnant. Yeah. She wants to do a family photo shoot, right? Mm-hmm. She wants to do look at my belly photo shoot.
Uh-huh.
Which is what all pregnant women do. They show it off. And she has all these grand visions, right, of what she wants. She's picturing a mountaintop at sunset with, you know, wind blowing through her hair and her looking stunning and Mike looking dashing and Monroe smiling, except they can't get Monroe to smile for the camera. It's a little difficult.
The theme of the episode is they have to work for it.
They have to work for it. They have to do all these stupid things to try and get Monroe to smile. Meanwhile, while Maurice is imagining all this in her mind, Miz is looking for a manila folder. She doesn't know what it is, so he has to demonstrate to her show her what a manila folder is. And she's like, that's a yellow envelope. And they argue back and forth about it. He gets frustrated and he's like, it doesn't matter what it is. It has the car registrations in it. I gave it to you. And she's like, never seen it. And the reason why he needs his car registrations is they are getting the cars registered in California after moving back from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things that you have to do, if you own a car and it's old enough, which their cars are, is you have to go get your emissions tested. And California has very strict emissions regulations for vehicles. So on his one of his very few days off, Miz is like, okay, I'm going to go take the car to get serviced. I don't want to take the car to get serviced because it's my day off and Maurice is making all these plans and everything and he wants to be with his family, but it's got to get done, right? Like somebody has to take the car in for servicing. So he takes it to his local car place. The guy's looking at it, you know, and he's like, go wait in the lounge while we run the test. There's popcorn in there. Mike spills popcorn everywhere and sweeps it under the rug, quite literally, which honestly, I'm like, dude, that's not cool. Ask for a broom or something and clean that up. Also, I'm pretty sure he did not wash his hands while he was eating the rest of the popcorn off, you know, after he touched a dirty, nasty floor.
Yeah.
Men. Anyway, the car fails.
Don't just say men. That's everybody.
No.
It's everybody. Yeah.
It's not.
It is.
I don't know women that do that.
It is. Women do that. Don't.
I don't know any woman that does that.
There are people that do. Don't you worry. People do.
Anyway. The car fails. So they clear the code on the car and they tell Miz, okay, you have to drive the car for 100 miles to get the computer to essentially reset the code. It has to clear it out. And so Mike's like, well, but you just like reboot the car, right? And that like clears the computer because the car has a computer and he's very concerned. Confused why he has to drive 100 miles to clear the code.
Mm-hmm.
And there is an actual reason for it. And when I watched the episode, I knew the actual reason, but I could not tell you right now what the actual reason is. But I know you have to do it for a specific reason. So he's like, okay, great.
By the way, just on a side note, so a while back, this whole emissions thing happened to the intern.
Mm-hmm.
He had to get his stuff done and he had to drive the distance to get his thing to reset too. He was not happy about it. Nor was the Miz.
No, the Miz was a little upset. He didn't understand why, but he's like, okay, fine. I'm going to drive the 100 miles in this span of like a couple days to get the car reset, to get the emissions done so he can register the car before he goes back out on the road. Like, that is his goal. That is his mission, is to get the cars registered before he goes back out on the road. Like, he is hell-bent on doing this. Meanwhile, back at the house, Maurice and Marjo and Barb and Mike are all trying to make Monroe smile. She's a happy kid, right? Like, she's laughing and she's playing and she's smiling and she's having a good time all until the camera comes out. And then once the phone comes out, she just doesn't smile. She's learned that.
They learn. Trust me. My nephew, he's learned to not look at the camera when you pull out the camera. They learn.
They know the camera's on the phone. They know you're taking pictures with the phone. Mm-hmm. And so she's learned that when the phone comes out, somebody's taking a picture of her, so she doesn't smile. So we see them trying to get Monroe to smile, and she doesn't do it.
They work so hard to try to get her to smile. Miz is jumping around. Maurice is jumping around. Nothing. Goofy faces, noises, nothing.
Nothing. She's just like stonewalling all of them. So in between all of this, Maurice is making her grand plans. Basically, they're going to go on top of a mountain. She's going to wear something beautiful. Her hair and makeup are going to be done. And she wants to wear angel wings. She wants the whole family. So Mike, her, and Monroe to all wear angel wings in this picture. Except Maurice can't have normal, regular, simple angel wings.
Oh no.
Oh no. They have to be ginormous.
She's very extra.
Like Victoria's Secret level ginormous angel's wings, yep, that have to be ordered and have to be picked up. Mm-hmm. So the day of the photo shoot, right? And this is where I don't know where Ben's brains work. They live in LA. Mike is like, I'm going to drive 100 miles before the photo shoot in LA traffic to clear this code so I can get the car retested so I can get it registered, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know why he felt like he could do this. Because realistically, if you're going 60 miles an hour, 100 miles is about an hour and 40 minutes. So
it's not bad. It's not that hard.
It's not that hard, but depending on what time you leave and what time you need to be there for the photo shoot and when this is actually all done.
By the sounds of it, he had multiple hours.
He had multiple hours, but it's like, it's LA, right? It's notorious for traffic. And of course, what happens when he leaves to go do this? He hits a traffic jam. And he's like, great. What am I going to do?
No. You missed the one thing. When he goes to leave, he saw something in the back of the car.
Well, I was getting there.
Okay.
So as he's sitting there in traffic, right? Because he actually noticed it in traffic.
I thought it was when he first got in. My bad.
No, it's when he looks over. And he looks over and there's a doll in the car with him that looks strangely like his mother. It's a little creepy.
It was very creepy.
And he's like, well, I know what I'm going to do with this. Pops it in the passenger seat, hits the HOV lane. And in that moment, the Miz was all of us, because I know people that have done that, except it was with a cardboard cutout. But
he's here.
No, I've never done it. And I did not use the Bray Wyatt cutout. Thank you. But I know people that have like done it with cardboard cutouts in their car in the HOV lane. That sounded really wrong phrasing. I kept trying to correct that and just made it worse.
It's better to do it with a cardboard cutout than sounding more creepy by doing it with a doll in the HOV lane.
That looks like your mom.
That's creepier.
That's messed up.
That's messed up. We're moving on from the point.
Yeah, moving on. So he zips down the HOV lane. He's like, all right, I'm making good time. I'm ticking off the miles. This is great. Until he sees sirens. And he gets pulled over. And
Wee woo.
He gets busted by the LAPD for riding in the HOV lane with the doll in the passenger seat.
My favorite moment was, can I get your autograph? I can give you an 8x10 in the back. No, on for your citation.
Yeah. That was awesome. This is like, right. So, desperate times call for desperate measures for the Miz. Time is ticking. He needs to get this done because he needs to get the car retested. And then on top of this, Maurice has called him and asked him, hey, by the way, can you pick up my angel wings? And he's like, yeah, sure. While I'm riding around, I'll go get your angel wings, not really realizing what he's getting into. So, well, Miz does the only thing he can do to get himself into the carpool lane. He goes and gets Marjo. She does him a solid and they start riding around together in the carpool lane so he can get this done. And she's telling him stories, which he's just like, oh my God, kill me. And she had some interesting, like, as they're scrolling through the stories, there was some stuff she said that I'm sitting there and I'm like, wait, what? Like, I don't know what was going on in some of those stories, but it's like, I kind of need to hear this because she said, I feel like she said something that we weren't supposed to hear.
She lived an eventful life.
She's had a fun one so far, and she's continuing to have a fun one, hopefully for many more years. But yeah, it's like, wait, did I hear that right? But anyway, so Miz is like tired of her story. She's pissed off at him that he doesn't want to listen. So he's like, let's just go get Maurice's wings. So he goes and picks them up. Of course, they don't really fit in the car because they are huge.
He struggles to get them in.
They're as tall as he is. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, we go to the mountaintop, right? They're there. Maurice is there. Monroe is there. Her stylist, her assistant. Barb is there. They're all hanging out. They're all getting ready for the photo shoot. They're trying to figure out where Miz is. And, you know, Maurice is calling him and he's like, hey, I got your wings. I'm on my way. Yada, yada, yada. And Maurice is like, okay, well, hurry up because we're going to lose the light. And if we lose the light, then we're going to have to wait to do it again. And she doesn't want to wait. And he's like, yeah, 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 I'm on my way. I'm on my way. So they're driving. And Maurice is like, okay, well, let's go ahead and do a single photo shoot where she's wearing a very pretty, like, magenta sort of sheer outfit. It's like kind of like an Empire waist where, you know, it's comes right up under her boobs. And then it flows out from the sides, so her belly sticks out, and then she's got the matching panties on. Very important, if you're going to do that, to wear the matching panties. Don't be doing weird stuff. It doesn't look good. Anyway, so she looks gorgeous. Like, she's glowing, she's radiant, and she's hot, and she's sweaty. Like, to the point that she's like, this is a glue-on bra, and it's falling off, so can we hurry up? Because it's, like, 9,000 degrees outside. Because it's L.A., in the summer.
It's 100 degrees out.
So they're getting the pictures of her. They're getting those done. And she's calling Miz. And she's like, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? And he's like, I'm coming. I'm on my way. And this is, again, Miz's brains. I don't understand it, right? Miz decides, while he's trying to get to his wife, to get the car tested again because he's hit the 100 miles.
Okay, this was creative editing. He had plenty of time. She's a panicker.
Again, Miz's brains. Do not understand. So he pulls over into the same place. They start running the smog check. The technician's flirting with Marjo. She's blowing wind up her dress to flirt with him. Miz is horrified. He's scarred for life. And basically what happens is the car fails because of a loose gas cap. So all that work was for naught because he has to drive another 100 miles before he can get the car retested. And he's livid, like he's pissed. So then they book it to the mountain, right? And they're driving and they're driving. Maurice is calling. They're trying to get Monroe in her angel wings. She's having none of it. Like, she wants nothing to do with this at all. And, you know, Miz is trying to get there, and Maurice is like, where the F are you? She's pissed. And, like, he's almost there. He's on the side of the mountain, and he runs out of gas.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of stupid. He should have realized how much gas he had left.
So Marjo's like, let me call an Uber, which I'm sitting here and I'm going, where the hell are you going to find an Uber in the middle of the California desert? But okay, all right. I want to see you do this, which she does, by the way. She does get an Uber or a Lyft, one of the two. But Miz, in a moment of, I think, husband panic, does the only thing that his brain can think to do, which is he grabs the wings out of the back of the car and books it up the side of this mountain with the wings in tow. It's 100 degrees outside. By the time he's like almost there, Marjo passes him in the car on her way up the hill, beats him there. Maurice is like, WTF, and Marjo's like, he's coming. He wouldn't wait for the lift. And then he comes in half dead from running up this hill. He's probably dehydrated. He's covered in sweat. But by God, he's got those damn wings, and they're in one piece. They're fine. And oh, by the way, Marjo flipped him off in the car on the way up the hill.
Yeah, that was funny.
She's my hero. And then they start talking about, you know, bad days, right? And this is where I just kind of had to sit there. And Maurice is like, because Miz is like, I've had a bad day. He's driven 100 miles in LA traffic, which is frustrating enough. Then he's trying to get this car thing taken care of. He can't get it taken care of. He's getting ready to go back out on the road. He's got this photo shoot thing going on. He can't get to that. His car runs out of gas. It's like, yeah, okay, all right. That's a pretty frustrating day. You know, it's not a bad day, but that's an annoying day for sure. And then Maurice is like, she's pregnant. She's got a toddler and her hair won't curl. And I'm like, oh, come on, honey. Come on.
Yeah.
You're surrounded by people.
Yeah, that made me shake my head.
I'm like, it's like, for real? You have your mother-in-law there with you who's probably watching Monroe. First world problems. This is exactly what popped through my head. This whole part was like first world problems. I'm like, come on. Really? Really? Okay. All right. But it doesn't matter because in the end, Maurice puts on this gorgeous outfit that's white, very similar to the magenta one. She has her Victoria's Secret wings. Her hair is gorgeous. Miz puts on his white suit and his angel wings. Monroe's in a white dress. She has her angel wings. They're taking pictures. They all look radiant. They all look wonderful. But the one thing they can't do is get Monroe to smile. She's having a good time playing out in the desert. And it's like, damn it. But it's okay. Because in the end, the best picture was the serious photo.
Mm-hmm. That's all that matters.
And that's all that matters. And they're very thrilled with the picture. And they're very happy. And it's like, lessons learned.
I love that. I love that the end, Miz was like, yes, the smog check still didn't pass.
Yeah.
He just casually threw that in at the end. Yeah, smog check didn't pass. She was like, wait, what? That's basically her reaction.
So my whole thing is this, right? Y'all could pay somebody to do that for you. Just saying.
But Miz is cheap. Miz is cheap on certain things. If it's something he can do, he'll do it.
I fully respect that. I really, 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 really do. But it's like for 100 miles, it's like you think there would be somewhere you could take the car that you just put it on rollers and it rolls 100 miles and then you take it off. Like, you don't even have to drive it in traffic. Like, I'm sure there would be some place that you could do that.
I mean, maybe. I'm not sure.
I don't know. But yeah, I feel his pain on the car thing. Like, the emissions thing is a huge pain in the butt. And like, when they're like, oh yeah, you have to drive it 100 miles to clear the code. It's like, ah. But I mean, realistically, from what I remember, and this depends on like the registration. So it depends on when they registered the cars in Texas. And that may be what's prompting this, is because when you move to another state and you bring your car, you have like a year to get it registered. Now, if your emissions expire, you do have to get it registered at that point. But generally, if you've just done your emissions, you have that full year to get it taken care of. So I'm not sure.
By the sounds of it, it was probably the emissions were up.
Yeah, it seems like the emissions were up, and that's why he was really trying to get it taken care of. Because otherwise, it's like, well, I don't understand why you're trying to register the car if you don't have to. Like, you could have had the Texas plates on there, mm-hmm. and it would have been fine for like a year, unless they just don't want the Texas plates, which I understand. I've been there. Not with Texas plates, but I've been there with other plates. So, yeah. But in the end, the car still did not pass.
Nope.
Let's hope in a future episode it does.
Hopefully he's got it all straightened out.
Oh, man. But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It does. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, at @RackRadioShow.WildTalkRadio on Twitter, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Make sure you listen to Rack Live Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow and subscribe twitch.tv/WGLive. The Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account is called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free and use creator code RocketSlack in the Fortnite item shop, #ad, #EpicPartner.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias and on Twitch at LinsWard, LANSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, episode 4 of Ms. and Mrs., and we will be back next week with episode 5. Till then, bye!